Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. It's now 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you're listening to the one and only Jack B. That's a sort of a goofy thing. As we're talking, I'm going to turn down the music in the background. I am listening to Moshav Singh come back yet again. I think it's because sometimes when I get caught up in stress and life and this and that, one of the things that I do to clear my head is think about days long gone by. Not so long gone by, but you know, I think about that summer of 85, and I think about wandering through Jerusalem. Think about wandering through Jerusalem in the 90s as well. And think about friends and family and lots of different things that have happened. So, today I had to take a trip to see a dear friend who's in the hospital. Contemporary of mine. He's my age, and he's got a medical issue that crept up, and they're not really sure what's causing it, and I don't want to say more than that because I want to respect his privacy. You know, there are boundaries in blogging. But he's the third person in recent time to let me know about a medical issue that could potentially be serious. And I've been thinking about it quite a bit because all the people who have told me these things, they're all basically right around my age, which means they're all between 43 and 48. Which means we're all young. You know, it's age is relative, and to some of you that may sound old, and some of you it may sound young, but hell, to me it sounds young, which is sort of interesting, because I remember thinking not so long ago, it feels like, that 45 was just going to be really, really old. I'm still not there yet, but it just doesn't sound that old to me anymore. But what this does make me think about quite a bit is it's another reminder to me about how short life can be and how precious time is. And I wrestle somewhat with trying to balance my responsibilities as a father with chasing my own dreams. And I think it's important for my children to see that I haven't given up on everything. There's some things that I can't do. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to be a professional player, you know, NBA player. It's just not going to happen. I hate saying that, but that I can accept. You know, it's not going to be playing in the NFL. Probably not going to play for the Dodgers. And, you know, I don't like saying either one of those, but that's all right. But a lot of my other dreams are not things that are totally unrealistic. And I'm going for them, but it's interesting to me, you know, to try and figure out how aggressive to be in chasing some of them, and how much time and how much rope and how much leeway I give myself to pursue some of those. And that's part of what I really love about blogging, because when you have the opportunity to write these things down, you get to explore your thoughts and your feelings and your ideas more thoroughly than when you're just sort of thinking about them abstractly. Another thing that I'm thinking about doing is I've been debating whether I should turn this into a longer podcast. So I don't know if there's interest in that. We'll see. Lots and lots going on. As always, I encourage you to comment and to interact, engage. You know, that's part of the fun here. We learn from you, we learn from me, we learn from each other, whatever the hell that means. What can I tell you? It's after 1 o'clock and I'm wide awake. Frankly, if I could find a basketball game, I would go play now. I may go run in the treadmill. I haven't figured that out. I've got way too much energy, but this is going to suck at some point in the morning. So maybe I'll see if I can't just turn on some white noise and go to sleep. So I thank you for listening. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace. Later. Good night. Go to bed.